الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، قال المؤلف الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله: والإيمان بالأنبياء والملائكة. To believe in the prophets and angels. الحمد لله، في الدرس الماضي تكلمنا عن الإيمان بالأنبياء. In the previous lesson we spoke concerning the belief in the prophets. So this lesson we will go on to read from the explanation of الشيخ العلامة ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله concerning belief in the angels, concerning الإيمان بالملائكة. The Shaykh, he said, حفظه الله: والإيمان بالملائكة الكرام من أركان الإيمان، فلا بد من الإيمان بهم جميعا. Belief in the noble angels is from the pillars of faith, إيمان, and it is a necessity to believe in all of them. وقد قدمنا بعض الأدلة على وجوب الإيمان بهم. We have already mentioned some of the proofs that establish the obligation of believing in them. Who can give me some of the adilla that we already have taken? نسيت شيئا. أعد الآية.
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنين.
المؤمنين.
والمؤمنون.
أحسنت.
كل آمن بالله.
نعم.
وملائكته وكتبه ورسله
واليوم الآخر. وكتبه ورسله. من يساعده؟ إحسان، تفضل. من البداية. Alhamdulillah, the ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, we mentioned this in the previous lesson. And the Shaykh, he quoted the ayah, verse number 285. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. The Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord. And likewise, the believers, they believe in this. كلٌ آمن بالله. All of them believe in Allah, His angels, His books, and His messengers. So alhamdulillah, clearly, it mentions, كُلٌ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. All of them, they believe in Allah, His angels, His books, and His messengers. It doesn't mention, في هذه الآية يا أخانا محمد, ما ذكر اليوم الآخر. نعم. لكن ذكر في غير هذه الآية. نعم. So the Shaykh said, وَقَدْ قَدَّمْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَدِلَّةِ عَلَى وَجُوبِ الْإِيمَانِ بِهِمْ وَقَدْ أَثْنَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي مُحْكَمِ كِتَابِهِ وَبَيَّنَ صِفَاتِهِمْ وَقُرْبِهِمْ مِنْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praised the angels in His perfect book. وَقَدْ أَثْنَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي مُحْكَمِ كِتَابِهِ وَبَيَّنَ صِفَاتِهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the descriptions of the angels, their closeness to Him, their worship of Him, and their fear of Him. So Allah azza wa jal, قَدْ أَثْنَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah praised the angels, فِي مُحْكَمِ كِتَابِهِ, in His perfect book. وَبَيَّنَ صِفَاتِهِمْ, and He clarified the attributes and the descriptions of the angels. وَقُرْبَهُمْ مِنْهُ, and He clarified the closeness of the angels to Him. وَعِبَادَتُهُمْ, and their worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Shaykh, he goes on to mention a number of ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praises the malaika, and we'll just mention some of them inshaAllah في هذا الدرس. نذكر بعض هذه الآيات. We mention some of these verses. From them, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ. Verily, those who are with their Lord, those who are near their Lord, are not prevented by arrogance from His worship. And they glorify Him and they prostrate to Him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla praises them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels. Indeed, those who are near your Lord are not prevented by arrogance from His worship. They single out Allah Azza wa Jalla with worship. وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ, Allah mentions that they exalt Him and they glorify Him. وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ, and they prostrate to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said about them in Surah An-Nahl, in verse number 50, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They fear their Lord above them, and they do what they are commanded. They do what they are commanded. And the Shaykh, he goes on to mention a number of ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the angels. Naam. The first ayah that the Shaykh, he mentioned was Surah Al-A'raf, verse 206. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 206. Also, وَمِنْ صِفَاتِهِمْ الْخَلْقِيَّةِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْنِحًا. From their physical descriptions is that the angels, they have wings. They have wings? Give me a proof. From the physical descriptions of the angels is that they have wings. قَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High, He said, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ جَاعِلِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ رُسُلًا أُولِي أَجْنِحَةٍ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعٍ. All praise belongs to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, who made the angels, messengers, with wings, two, three, or four. يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءُ, He increases in creation what He wills. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, Verily Allah is able to do all things. That's Surah 2, Fatir. That's Surah 2, Fatir, verse number 1. And likewise, the Shaykh, he quotes a number of ahadith from them. The hadith which is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, bi-isnadihima ila Abi Ishaq al-Shaybani. And in this narration it comes, qala akhbarani ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Mas'ud informed me, that comes in this narration, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallama ra'a jibreela lahu 600 janahin. That Ibn Mas'ud informed him that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Jibreel and he had 600 wings. Jibreel had 600 wings. لَهُ 600 جَنَاحٍ, 600 wings. And again, brothers and sisters, al-Iman bil-Malaika, our belief in the angels, is min al-Iman bil-Ghayb, is from belief in the unseen. And we only speak about them based upon al-Wahi, based upon what is in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Shaykh, he goes on to mention, وَلَهُمْ أَعْمَالُ وَكَّلَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْهَا. The angels, they have responsibilities and they have duties. The angels, they have responsibilities and they have duties that Allah Azza wa Jalla has entrusted them with, that Allah has given them. He said, from those duties and those responsibilities, those jobs that they have, كِتَابَةُ أَعْمَالِ بَنِي آدَمْ مِنْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَسَيِّئَاتٍ. From their jobs is that they record the deeds of the son of Adam, the good deeds and the bad deeds. And again, brothers and sisters, throughout, from the beginning we've mentioned, عَقِيدَ, belief, لَهُ أَثَرْ عَلَى سُلُوكِ الْإِنسَانِ, it affects the way that a person behaves. No doubt, and there's no difference here, Al-Iman bil Malaika, our belief in the angels, no doubt, لَهُ أَثَرٌ بَالِغٌ عَلَى سُلُوكِ الْإِنسَانِ. It has a profound effect on the way that the believer conducts himself or herself. فَيَظْهَرُ ذَلِكَ فِي أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ. And you will see this, it will manifest in the way, in their behavior, It will manifest in their actions and it will manifest in their speech. Because they believe in angels, and that these angels, they have duties and responsibilities that Allah has given them. From them, Kitabatu A'mali Bani Adam. From them is that the angels, they record the actions of the son of Adam, min hasanatin wa sayyi'at, good deeds and bad deeds. Qala ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, wa inna alaykum lahafidhin kiraman katibin. But verily over you are appointed angels to watch you, honorable, writing down your deeds. Writing down your deeds. Wa inna alaykum lahafidhin. Who can give me the i'rab of that ayah? Wa inna alaykum lahafidhin. Abdul Malik, tafadhal. Yes. Al-jar wal-majroor, na'am, ahsant. Mutalliqan fi mahali, mutalliqan بخبر إن نعم ربع اللام حافظين نعم اسمه إن منصوب علامة نصبه الياء والنون داود النون where is it? What's it called? In Lahafidin. Yes. Allah al-Musta'an. Abdul Aziz. Allah al-Musta'an. The noon. Wa inna alaykum lahafidin. Iwadan al-Tanween. Naam. What's the lam? Ihsan. Yusuf. Aswad. The lamb. Wa inna alaykum lahafidhin. The lamb. What's it called? Mutawakkil, tafaddal. Wallahu al-musta'an. Wa ma ansaka illa. Nasir. Ahsan, na'am. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. And brothers and sisters, the Salaf, they said, نعم, and Mujahid, he said, مَعَ كُلِّ إِنسَانِ مَلَكَانِ. Every person, with every person, there are two angels. مَلَكٌ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ, an angel on the right, وَمَلَكٌ عَنْ يَسَارِهِ, an angel on the left. أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِهِ فَيَكْتُبُ الْخَيْرِ. As for the angel that is on your right, it records the good. وَأَمَّا الْمَلَكَ الَّذِي عَنْ يَسَارِهِ. As for the angel that is on your left, فَيَكْتُبَ الشَّرْ, then it records the bad deeds. And the ulama, they derive that from various proofs from them. The next ayah that the Shaykh, he mentions, which is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدِ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Surah Qaf, verse number 16-18. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. And verily, we created mankind, and we know what his own self whispers to him. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we are closer to him, we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدِ. The two recording angels, they receive, one sitting on the right and one on the left, to note his or her actions. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. And not a word does a person utter, except there is an angel ready to record and to write. Then the Shaykh, he said, listen, ikhwan, فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ الْعَبْدُ فِي أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَعْمَالِهِ. Let the servant fear Allah in his statements and his actions, wa tasarrufati in his behavior, hatta even in the whisperings and the whisperings of his own heart. وَلْيَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُ وَجَهْرَهُ وَيَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. And the servant should know that Allah Azza wa Jal knows what the servant hides and what he makes apparent. He knows what is secret and what is even more hidden. وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالُ وَالصَّالِحَ. And that a person's righteous actions, كَبِيرَهَا وَصَغِيرَهَا, that which is small and that which is major, مُسَجَّلَ لَهُ, are being recorded. Know that with certainty. وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالَهُ وَأَقْوَالُ وَسَيِّئَةً. And know likewise that the individual, his actions, his evil actions and his evil statements are being recorded. مُسَجَّلَ عَلَيْهِ لَا يُتْرَكُ مِنْهَا شَيْءٍ. Nothing is omitted. وَلْيَسْتَحِ الْعَبْدِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ الرَّقِيبِ عَلَيْهِ وَالَّذِي يَرَى وَيَسْمَعُ أَقْوَالَهُ وَأَعْمَالَهُ. And let the servant feel shame from his Lord, who is watching him and who hears him and sees his statements and actions, even if they were concealed in a large rock on a very pitch black night. وَلْيَسْتَحِ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْحَافِظِينَ الْكِرَامَ الْكَاتِبِينَ. And likewise, let the servant be embarrassed and feel shame of the angels. No doubt, look. Again, ikhwan, this iman, نعم, له أثر بالغ. It has a profound effect upon the individual. Let's, for example, even, let's think of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, imagine, alhamdulillah, you have the believer. Iman in the malaika is firmly grounded in the heart. When they hear, for example, the woman in the house, when she hears the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذَا دَعَ الرَّجُلْ, if a man he calls his wife to bed and she refuses, نَعَمْ فَأَبَتْ فَلَمْ تَأْتِهِ, and she doesn't go to him, and he sleeps, فَبَاتَ غَضْبَانَ, the husband he sleeps and he's angry, لَعَنَتْهَا الْمَلَائِكَ, the angels curse her, حَتَّى تُصْبِحْ, until she wakes. The woman who hears that hadith, if this iman in the malaika is firm in her heart and she understands the standing and the place of the malaika, when this hadith is mentioned to her, is she going to be moved and affected by it? If her iman is complete, no doubt she's going to be affected by it. But if a woman can hear, or even a man, if he hears, for example, that which is applicable to him. Because we know likewise, that comes in the hadith, if somebody points a weapon at his brother, the angels curse that individual. You point a silah, a weapon at your brother, the angels curse that individual. So not firing a weapon, not trying to stab your brother with a weapon, just pointing the weapon to your brother, that is one of the reasons why the angels curse an individual. So again, even for the brother, that belief in the angels is complete in his heart. Is he going to point a weapon at his brother, let alone attack him? Try and murder him? And I just want to mention, ikhwan, some words of Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, Afwan Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh, with regards to the hadith about the woman, the husband, he sleeps and he's angry that the angels curse her. The Sheikh, he mentioned, he has some beautiful words concerning that. He said, that's tahdhir lil mar'ati an tughdiba zawjaha. This is a warning. A warning to the wife, cautioning her about angering her husband. Wa tas'a fi ilhaq al-adabi bighayri haqq, and her striving to harm him without any right. Fala yajuz laha. It's not allowed for her to do this. Wa yanbaghi laha an tusahima fi rahati bali. The opposite is true. That's the importance of knowledge. You want a household where, alhamdulillah, you have raha, ease. Your household is a sukun, but your wife is not learning anything. Or you're not teaching them anything. Or she doesn't attend no lessons. She doesn't listen to no lessons. What do you expect? What do you expect? ماذا تتوقع? You could buy the most expensive Louis Vuitton pocketbook, after a while, it's going to become old and played out. And that's why them type of marriages that are based on that premise, they don't last. Like the bag gets old, so does the marriage. The marriage that lasts is that which is based upon kitab, sunnah, with understanding of the salaf of this ummah, when the two spouses are striving to please Allah Azza wa Jal. When you have one spouse, you know, worried about the dunya, and the other one is trying to fear Allah, there's going to be problems. So the Shaykh, he continued, he said, the wife, she should strive to give the husband an ease of mind, rest of mind, and make him comfortable and happy. يَجِبْ أَن تَكُونَ سَكَنَ الْوَحِيدِ لَهُ. She should be his repose, serenity. الَّذِي يَسْكُنُ إِلَيْهَا. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you can live with them in repose, in serenity. He said, أَمَّا إِذَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا. As for if the husband, he comes to the wife, آذَتُ, and she harms him. وَأَشْغَلَتُ بِكَلَامٍ قَبِيحٍ. And she just busies him with evil speech. وَمَطَالِبٍ. And she has demands and requests that he's unable to do. وَفَرْضِيَاتٍ. لَا يَسْتَطِيَ الْقِيَامِ بِهَا. فَهَذَا تَعْجِيزٍ. Then she's making his situation مضايقة, uncomfortable, difficult. وَلَا يَلِقْ بِالْمَرْأَةِ هَذَا الْأَمَرِ. And it's not befitting for a woman to do that. And that's why, due to the greatness of this sin, the Prophet ﷺ said, and if a husband, he is angry, and he goes to bed angry with her, لَعَنَتَ الْمَلَائِكَ. Look how this belief affects the servant. The angels curse her until she wakes up. And the Shaykh, he said, that shows the severity of that sin that she has fallen into. So Shaykh Rabbi, he said, وَلْيَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَ الْحَافِظِينَ الْكِرَامَ الْكَاتِبِينَ. Let every servant be embarrassed in front of the angels who are recording and writing down their deeds. Likewise, there comes in the hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, يتعاقبون فيكم ملائكة بالليل وملائكة بالنهار. The angels of the night and the angels of the day, they come to you in succession. ويجتمعون في صلاة العصر وصلاة الفجر. And they meet at Fajr prayer and the Asr prayer. That's where you want to be, akhi. That's where the brother should want to be, with the believers in the masjid, praying, where the angels are. Not in places where Allah Azza wa Jalla is disobeyed. ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ. Then the angels, those who stayed among you, they ascend. And their Lord asked them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ. Allah asked them, although he knows best about you. فَيَقُولُ كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي. He asked them, how did you leave my servants? فَيَقُولُونَ. The angels say, تَرَكْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُسَلُّونَ. We left them and they were praying. وَأَتَيْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُسَلُّونَ. And we came to them while they were praying. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. That's where the believer wants to be. Especially with the blessed month of Ramadan coming, that is where the Al-Mu'min, the believer, he wants to be in the masjid. Abu Huraira is mentioned that him and his companions in the month of Ramadan, they would try and spend as much time as they could in the masjid. Why? Because they would want to protect their fasting. And inshallah, I'll mention a hadith. The Shaykh, he doesn't quote it, but alhamdulillah, it relates to what he's talking about. Ikhwan, showing the excellence of the majalis of a dhikr, the majalis of remembrance, the sittings of knowledge, the sittings that occur in the masjid, learning the Quran. No doubt this applies to the sittings where people are learning Quran, learning the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim fi sahihayhima upon the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, inna lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala malaikatan sayyara. فُضَلًا يَبْتَغُونَ مَجَالِسَ الذِّكْرِ. Allah, blessed and exalted is He, has angels who travel about with no other task but to seek out gatherings of a dhikr. Gatherings where Allah is being remembered. remembered in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah, not in accordance to the ways of the Sufis. فَإِذَا وَجَدُوا مَجْلِسًا فِيهِ ذِكْرٌ قَعَدُوا مَعَهُمْ When the angels, they find a gathering where Allah is being mentioned, they sit with them. وَحَفَّ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا بِأَجْنِحَتِهِمْ حَتَّى يَمْلَأُوا مَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا When they find a gathering where Allah is being mentioned, the angels, they sit with them and encircle the people with their wings until they fill the space between the earth and the lowest heaven. فَإِذَا تَفَرَّقُوا عَرَجُوا When the angels depart, they ascend. وَسَعِدُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ And they ascend to the sky, the heavens. قَالْ فَيَسْأَلُهُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ Allah asks them, the mighty and majestic, وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ And Allah has most knowledge about them. مِنْ أَيْنَ جِئْتُمْ From where have you come? فَيَقُولُونَ The angels will say, جِئْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِ عِبَادٍ لَكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ We have come from some of your slaves in the earth. What were those slaves doing, Ikhwan? It comes in the hadith, يُسَبِّحُونَكْ They glorify you. يُكَبِّرُونَكْ They proclaim your greatness. وَيُهَلِّلُونَكْ They say, لا إله إلا الله. وَيَحْمَدُونَكْ And they praise you. وَيَسْأَلُونَكْ And they ask you. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَاذَ يَسْأَلُونَنِي What do they ask me? قَالُوا يَسْأَلُونَكَ جَنَّتَكْ Those servants, they ask for your paradise. Allah will say, وَهَلْ رَأَوْ جَنَّتِي Did they see my paradise? قَالُوا لَا The angels will respond, no. Oh my Lord. قَالْ فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْ جَنَّتِي How will it be if they actually saw my paradise? SubhanAllah. They haven't seen Jannah, but yet they're praising Allah, they're glorifying Allah, يسبحون Allah, يكبرون Allah, proclaiming His greatness, يذكرون Allah, they're asking Allah Azza wa Jal, and they haven't even seen Jannah. In the riwayah of Bukhari, in the hadith in Bukhari, it mentions, if they saw the Jannah, they would even have a greater desire for it. قالوا, the angels, they said, ويستجيرونك and they seek your protection. قال ومما يستجيرونني what do they seek my protection from? قالوا the angels will say من نارك يا ربي from your fire, oh my Lord. Look, Ikhwan, these individuals, they're worried about what? Jannah and escaping the hellfire. That's what يدندنون حولها. That's what their talk is about. How can we get to Jannah? How can we escape this fire? Because it's serious. قال وَهَلْ رَأَوْ نَارِي Allah will say, did they see my fire? قَالُوا لَا The angels will say, no. قَالَ فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْ نَارِي How would they behave if they saw my fire? SubhanAllah. This comes in the riwayah Bukhari. They would flee from it even more. قَالُوا The angels will say, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَكْ And they ask for your forgiveness. قال فيقول Allah will say قد غفرت لهم I have forgiven them وأعطيتهم ما سألوا and I have given them what they ask and granted them protection وأجرتهم مما استجاروا from what they seek my protection from قال يقولون and then the angels will say ربي oh my Lord فيهم فلان look at this إخوان if you want to be On that path, that's the people that you want to be with. Look at the virtues of just being with the people like that. The angels will say, Rabbi, fihim fulan. Among them was a man. Abdun khatta'un. He was a servant, but he was a sinner. Innama marra fajalasa ma'am. He was passing by them, but he sat with them. Allah Azza wa Jalla fayaqul, Allah will say, Walahu ghafartu. And I've forgiven him as well. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. And you have people, they want to be in a nightclub with the usat. They're majaneen. They lost their minds. If you hear these ayat, ahadith, how can we want to be with anyone else except these type of people? How can we not be patient? We need to be patient with these people. Even if, for example, one day somebody says something that we don't like, they look at us a way that we don't like. Aren't we meant to be patient? قال الله عز وجل will say وله غفرت لك and also I've forgiven him هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم They are a people whose companion will never be miserable. Look, what if you are with them, you will never be miserable. If you're with that type of people, those type of individuals, you will never be miserable. You're always going to benefit. And that's why, Ikhwan, the Muslim needs his brother. The sister, she needs a sister. No, you don't just need somebody that's going to call you in the morning and give you the latest gossip. You can get that from any trash tabloid paper. You don't need that. Or the sister that creates havoc in your household. No, you don't need that. No, you need somebody that's going to tell you, Akhi, you need to fear Allah. Sister, you need to fear Allah. Brother, you need to recognize the blessings of Allah upon you. Sister, you need to recognize the blessings of Allah upon you. What's wrong with you? That's the type of people that we need. And they're the type of people that we need to be with. And look, Ikhwan, the Malaika, they're the type of gatherings that they attend. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us with companions like that. Amen. And protect us from evil companions. Then the Shaykh, he said, وَمِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مَنْ هُوَ مُوَكَّلٌ بِقَبْدِ الْأَرْوَاحِ. From the angels are those who have been entrusted to seize the souls. قال تعالى الله the Most High, he said, قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. Say, the angel of death who is set and appointed over you will take your souls. Then you shall be brought to your Lord. What's the name of the angel of death? Man Yujib. Who got the answer? What's his name? No, the brother had his hand up. Now, what's his name, though? Mother Indak Abdurrahim. Yasir. La. It's not Mikhail. What's his name? The brother said Azrael. Who agrees with him? Huh? You agree with him? MashaAllah. Huh? He said Azrael. MashaAllah, Naeem, he agrees with him. Who else? You agree with him as well? No proof whatsoever. Because it's mentioned, لكن لا يوجد دليل على ذلك. لا من القرآن ولا من السنة الصحيحة. It's mentioned in some of the narrations of the Israeliyat. However, there's no ayah or no hadith to establish that. So we know the angel of death as Malak al-Mawt. هذا الذي ذكر في القرآن وهذا الذي ذكر في السنة وإن شاء الله نقف عند النص. That's where we stop. ولملك الموت أعوان. The Shaykh, he said, the angel of death has those who assist him from the angels. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, سبحانه وتعالى, ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون. And if you could see when the transgressors are in the agonies of death, while the angels are snatching or stretching their hands, while the angels are stretching their hands, saying, deliver your souls, this day you shall be recompensed with the torment of degradation and humiliation because of what you used to do and what you used to utter against Allah other than truth, and you used to arrogantly reject His ayat. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect each and every one of us from that type of ending. Then the Shaykh, he mentions the hadith. He mentions the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib. The long hadith, and inshallah we'll read it bi-idhnillah. And Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu an. Bara ibn Azib, he said again, Ikhwan, and this is, highlights our belief in the Malaika, and in this hadith there are many fawaid. He said radiallahu an, qala kharajna ma'an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi janazati rajulin min al-ansari fantahayna ila al-qabri wa lamma yulhad fajalasa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa jalasna hawlahu وَكَأَنَّ عَلَى رَؤُوسِنَا الطَّيْرِ. We went out with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the funeral of a man from the Ansar. And we came to the grave, but It had not been dug yet. فَانْتَهَيْنَا إِلَى الْقَبْرِ وَلَمَّا يُلْحَدْ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sat down, so we all sat down around him. And it was as if we had birds upon our head, meaning they were sitting still. And that is the respect that they had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَفِي يَدِهِ عُودٌ يَنْكُتُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a stick in his hand, he was using it to scratch the earth. فَرَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ. He raised his head. فَقَالَ. And he said, إِسْتَعِيذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. Seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grief. مَرَّتَيْنِ أَوْ ثَلَاثَ. And he said this twice or three times. ثُمَّ قَالَ. And then he said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا كَانَ فِي انْقِطَاعٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالٍ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِيضُ الْوُجُوهِ كَأَنَّ وُجُوهَهُمَ الشَّمْسِ. When the servant, verily the believer, when he departs from this world and he proceeds to the hereafter, then angels descend to him from the sky with white faces, as if their faces were the sun. مَعَهُمْ كَفَنُ مِنْ أَكْفَانِ الْجَنَّةِ. They have with them a shroud from the shrouds of Jannah. وَحَنُوتٌ مِنْ حَنُوتِ الْجَنَّةِ. And they have with them fragrance and perfume from the fragrance and the perfume of paradise. حَتَّى يَجْلِسُوا مِنْهُ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ. And they will sit with him for as long as the eye can see. ثُمَّ يَجِيءُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Then the angel of death will come. حَتَّى يَجْلِسَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ. The angel of death will sit by the head of the believer. فَيَقُولُ أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسَ الطَّيِّبَةِ. The angel of death will say, oh good soul, pure soul, أُخْرُجِ إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِ. أُخْرُجِ إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِ. Come out to the forgiveness from Allah and His pleasure. قَالَ فَتَخْرُجُ تَسِيلُ كَمَا تَسِيلَ الْقَطْرَةُ. Then the soul, it will come out easy like a drop of water from the mouth of the water skin. فَيَأْخُذُهَا فَإِذَا أَخَذَهَا لَمْ يَدَعُوهَا فِي يَدِهِ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. The angel will seize the soul. And when he seizes it, the other angels, they do not leave it in his hand for the blinking of an eye. حَتَّى يَأْخُذُوهَا. They take the soul. فَيَجْعَلُوهَا فِي ذَلِكَ الْكَفَنِ. And they place it in that shroud, meaning from the shrouds of Jannah. And in that perfume, from the perfumes of Jannah. وَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا كَأَطْجَبِ نَفْحَةِ مِسْكٍ وُجِدَتْ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ. And there emanates from it a fragrance like the finest musk on the face of the earth. Who doesn't want to die and accept in that state? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قَالَ فَيَسْعَدُونَ بِهَا فَلَا يَمُرُّونَ. فَيَسْعَدُونَ بِهَا فَلَا يَمُرُّونَ يَعْنِي بِهَا عَلَى مَلَئٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then the angels, they ascend with the soul. And they do not pass a gathering from the gatherings of the angels, إِلَّا قَالُوا. Except the angels, they say, مَا هَذَا الرُّوحَ الطَّيِّبُ. Who is this good soul? فَيَقُولُونَ فُلَانِ ابْنُ فُلَانِ. They will say, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, بِأَحْسَنِ أَسْمَائِهِ الَّتِي كَانُوا يُسَمُّونَهُ بِهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. And they will call and refer to him by the best names that he was known in the dunya. حَتَّى يَنْتَهُ بِهَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Until they reach the lowest heaven. Until they reach the lowest heaven, فَيَسْتَفْتِحُونَ لَهُ. And they will ask for the heavens to be open for him. فَيُفْتَحُ لَهُمْ. And it will be opened. فَيُشَيِّعُهُ مِنْ كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ مُقَرَّبُوهَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الَّتِي تَلِيهَا. And the soul is accompanied to the next heaven by the angels closer to it. By the angels closest to it until they reach the seventh heaven. حَتَّى يَنْتَهِ بِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah will say, اُكْتُبُ كِتَابَ عَبْدِ فِي عِلِّيِّينَ. Write, record the book of my servant in العِلِّيِّينَ وَعِيدُوهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. And return it back to the earth. فَإِنِّي مِنْهَا خَلَقْتُهُمْ. Because I created them from the earth. فَإِنِّي مِنْهَا خَلَقْتُهُمْ وَفِيهَا أُعِيدُهُمْ. And I will return them to the earth. وَمِنْهَا أُخْرِجُهُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And I will resurrect them from the earth another time. قَالْ فَتُعَادُ رُوحُهُ فِي جَسَدِي. So the soul of the believer will return to his body. فَيَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَان. Now the hadith, again, is taking us to what? Something we've already spoken about. The grave. فِتْنَةِ الْقَبَرِ. The two angels will come. فَيُجْلِسَانِي. They will sit him up. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ. They will say to him, مَنْ رَبُّكُ. Who is your Lord? What will be the answer? تفضل. What's the response for the believer? نعم عندك أنت. What's the answer? ربي الله. The believer will say, my Lord is Allah. فيقولان له, they will say, ما دينك. What will be the answer? What is your religion? ديني الإسلام. My religion is Islam. فيقولان له, ما هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم. They will say, who is that man that was sent to you? What will the believer say? نعم. They will say, هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He is the messenger of Allah. فيقولان له, وما علمك. And they will say to him, how do you know this? What will he say? تفضل. نعم عندك. And what? لا. تفضل. لا. We mentioned the hadith. نعم. تفضل. Next to you. What will he say when the believers asked in the grave by the two angels? وما علمك? How did you come to know this? What would the believer say, Abdul Wali? Nadir, تفضل. قرأت كتاب الله. I read the book of Allah. I read the book of Allah. فآمنت به وصدقت. And I believed in it and I attested to its truthfulness. فينادي مناد في السماء. A caller will call out in the heavens. And صدق عبدي, my servant, my slave, has spoken the truth. فأفرشوه من الجنة, so give him furnishings of paradise. وألبسوه من الجنة, and give him garments of paradise. Give him clothing of paradise. وافتحوا له بابا إلى الجنة, even when he's in his grave, and open for him a door to paradise. قال فيأتيه من روحها وطيبها ويفصح له في قبره مد بصري. So even when he's in his grave, the breeze and the fragrance of paradise will come to him and his grave will be expanded for as long as the eye can see. May Allah grant each and every one of us that. And allow us to do the actions so that we can achieve that. Because it's not going just to be achieved just by false aspirations. Naam. قَالَ وَيَأْتِيهِ رَجُلٌ. And a man will come to him and he will have a handsome face. And he will have nice clothes. And he will have a nice smell. So the person in the grave will say to him, the believer will say, who are you? He will say, فَيَقُولُ أَبْشِرْ بِالَّذِي يَسُرُّكُ. Glad tidings of that which is going to make you happy. هَذَا يَوْمُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُوعَدْ. This is the day you were promised. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ مَنْ أَنْتَ. So the believer will say, who are you? فَوَجْهُكَ الْوَجْهِ يَجِئُ بِالْخَيْرِ. Because your face is a face of somebody that's coming with good. فَيَقُولُ أَنَا عَمَلُكَ الصَّالِحِ. The believer will say, فَيَقُولُ لَهُ. The believer will say to the man that will come to him in the grave, the handsome face, nice clothes, smelling of a nice fragrance, من أنت? Who are you? فوجهك الوجه يجيء بالخير. Your face is the face of somebody bringing good. فيقول, this man will respond, أنا عملك الصالح. I'm your righteous deeds. فيقول ربي أقم الساعة حتى أرجع إلى أهلي ومالي. The believer will say, oh my Lord, establish the hour so I can return to my family and my wealth. قال وإن العبد الكافر. For the verily the disbelieving slave, إذا كان في انقطاع من الدنيا وإقبال من الآخرة, when he is departing from this world and proceeding to the hereafter, نزل إليه من السماء ملائكة سود الوجوه. Angels would descend to him, and they would have black faces. معهم المسوح فيجلسون منه مد البصر, and they carry a coarse cloth with them, harsh material. ثم يجيء ملك الموت. The angel of death will come. حتى يجلس عند رأسه. And he will sit by the disbeliever's head. فيقول, and he will say to him, أيتها النفس الخبيثة. O evil, filthy, repugnant soul. أخرجي إلى سخط من الله وغضب. Come forth to the anger, to the wrath, and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فتفرق في جسدي. So the soul disperses in his body. فينتزعها كما ينتزع السفود من السوف المبلول. And the soul is poured out like a skewer passing through wet wool. It's poured out, it's torment, it's a punishment, it's an عذاب. فيأخذها, he seizes the soul, the angel of death. فإذا أخذها, when he seizes the soul, لم يدعوها في يده طرفة عين. The other angels do not leave it in his hand, even for the blinking of an eye, حتى يجعلوها في تلك المسوح, until they place it in that harsh, coarse material. ويخرج منها كأنتني ريح جيفة, and the foulest stench of a dead body comes from it, the foulest of smells that is found upon the earth. فيسعدون بها فلا يمرون بها على ملأ من الملائكة. They ascend with this soul, the disbelieving soul, and they do not pass a gathering from the gatherings of the angels, إلا قالوا, except that they say, ما هذا الروح الخبيث, who is this filthy repugnant soul. فيقولون, and they will say, فلان ابن فلان, so and so the son of so and so, بأقبح أسمائه التي كان يسمى بها في الدنيا, and they will name him with the worst names that he was known by in this world, until they reach the heaven of this world. حتى ينتهى به إلى السماء الدنيا فيستفتح له فلا يفتح. So they will ask for the lowest heaven to be open for him. ثم قرأ رسول الله, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he recited the verse, لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. For them the gate of paradise will not be opened. ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. And they will never enter paradise until the camel goes through the eye of a needle. What does that mean, that verse? تفضل, explain it for me. What does it mean? Nah, that's the jawab, but Zid, what does that mean? Fadhal. As-Sa'di rahimahullah explains that ayah, ikhwan, beautifully in his tafsir, and I'll read it for you briefly. He said, when Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ, until the camel passes through the eye of the needle, they will never enter paradise until the camel enters the eye, passes through the eye of a needle. He said, حَتَّى يَدْخُلُ الْبَعِيرَ الَّذِي هُوَ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ الْحَيَاطِ, until the camel, which is from the biggest of animals in terms of body size, passes through the eye of the needle, which is the most narrow spaces. وَهَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مِنْ أَضْيَقِ الْأَشْيَاءِ وَهَذَا مِنْ بَابِ تَعْلِيقِ الشَّيْبِ الْمَحَالِ. This is connecting something to something that's impossible. Meaning what? فَكَمَا أَنَّهُ مَحَالِ دُخُولُ الْجَمَلِ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ. As it is impossible for the camel to enter the eye of a needle, then likewise, those who deny the ayat of Allah, it is impossible for them to enter paradise. They will never enter it. So that's connecting the ruling to something that is impossible, as mentioned by As-Sa'di rahimahullah. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ, Allah will say, اُكْتُبُ كِتَابُهُ فِي السِّجِّينِ فِي الْأَرْضِ السُّفْلَى, record his book in Sijjin, in the lowest earth. فَتُطْرَحُ رُوحُ طَرْحَ, and his soul will be cast down. That's humiliating for him, no doubt. ثُمَّ قَرَأَ, and then the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recited the ayah, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, whoever associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if he has fallen from the sky. And I want the brothers for the next lesson to come back, look at the tafsir of Ibn Kathir al-Sa'di for this verse. Look at the tafsir of Ibn Kathir and al-Sa'di for Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 31. فَتَخْطَفُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيقٍ, as if he had fallen from the sky and the birds had snatched him, as the wind had thrown him to a far, and as the wind, or as the wind had thrown him to a far place. I'm going to leave that for you. I have the tafsir of Sa'di, but I'll leave it for you to read, inshallah, and come back and tell me, or from Ibn Kathir. فَتُعَادُ الرُّوحَ فِي جَسَدِي, so the disbelieving soul will go back to his body. وَيَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ, the two angels will come to him. فَيُجْلِسَانِهِ, again they will sit him up. فيقولان له, they will say to him, من ربك, who is your Lord? فيقول ها ها, oh, I do not know. They will say to him, what is your religion? He will say, ها ها, لا أدري, I do not know. فيقولان له, they will say to him, من هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم? Who is this man that was sent to you? Again, he will say, ها ها, I do not know. لا أدري. فينادي منادي من السماء. A caller will call out and say, and كذب, he has lied. فأفرشوا له من النار. Give him furnishings from the hellfire. وافتحوا له بابا إلى النار. Open for him a gate to the hellfire. فيأتيه من حرها وسمومها. And he will experience the heat of the fire and its poisons. ويديق عليه قبره. And his grave will be compressed until his ribs interlock. And that's عذاب. That's a punishment. On top of punishment. ويأتيه الرجل قبيح الوجه. And a man will come to him. And he will have an ugly face. قبيح الثياب. He will have, and his clothes will be, yeah, and his clothes that are frowned upon, and he will have a stinking smell. فيقول أبشر بالذي يسوءك. And he will say to him, I give you tidings of everything that is going to cause you to be miserable and upset you. هذا يومك الذي كنت توعد. This is the day you have been promised. Again, the kafir, he denied it. He disbelieved in it. He never prepared for it. فيقول, he will say, من أنت؟ فوجهك الوجه يجيء بالشر. Because your face is a face of somebody bringing evil. This man will say, أنا عملك الخبيث. I'm your evil actions. So the disbeliever will say, ربي لا تقيم الساعة. Oh my Lord, do not establish the hour. Why? Because even though he's عذاب, so think about that. The disbeliever, he's being punished. The grave is punishment for him. But he will say, oh my Lord, do not establish the hour, because the punishment is even more severe in the akhirah, meaning in the hellfire. So he's being punished in the grave, but the punishment in the hellfire is more severe. He doesn't want the hour to be established. There is nothing for him except punishment on top of punishment on top of punishment. May Allah protect us all from that. Na'am. Again, ikhwan, alhamdulillah, with that suffice. The Shaykh, he mentions a few more, alhamdulillah, narrations. Naktafi bidhalik, insha'Allah. And next Saturday, we'll continue to cover al-Iman. Bi anna al-jannata haq, to believe, our belief that paradise is true and the hellfire is true. Ila akhirihi.